This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For economist Steve Cochran, even the bad news for Sonoma County isn't that bad. Overall, unemployment and other indicators here have weakened to match state averages, he told the annual State of the County breakfast yesterday. But the exception, he noted, is residential property values.
House prices by some measures now are down by about 40% from peak, and that's a huge drop. It's about twice the drop nationally. And the downturn doesn't seem to be limited to any single component of the market, the high end of the market, the middle, the lower. They're all down back to prices equivalent to what they were back in about 2003. So we've lost about 5 years of price appreciation.
Even there, Cochran added, the upside in the long term will be improved housing affordability.
Affordability has been a real problem in Sonoma County for the last 10 years. And now, by our measure, we're back to where we were in the 1990s. And that is at a fairly balanced point where a household earning the median family income, theoretically, by the data anyway, can afford to buy a house priced at the median sales price for single-family homes.
The managing director of MoodysEconomy.com in Philadelphia, Cochran has been observing California's budget woes from afar. He says it's inevitable that Sacramento's problems will come home to weigh on local government.
There have to be cutbacks, clearly, in the state-funded institutions that are here. I'm sure the state university is feeling it, and assistance to local government will be cut. It's always been the pattern in past fiscal crises with the state that one of the first places the state has really seemed to go to help solve the budget crisis is by reducing aid to local government. So the local governments, they kind of get a double whammy. One is that there's a reduction in local source tax revenue, and then two, there's a reduction in state assistance as well.
Even so, Cochran is optimistic that the recession will begin to turn around before the year is out, and things will look significantly better 12 months from now.
I think a year from now, if we look in January 2010, I think we're going to feel like we're on our way up rather than on the way down. It may still feel like we're in recession only because it's going to take time for that unemployment rate to come down, and that's often what people feel the most is the employment impact of a recession. So it may not feel all that more buoyant, but I think in general the economy will be stable by the end of the year, early next year, and we'll be a little more optimistic than what we seem to be right now.
Cochran also reported on research he conducted on behalf of the Sonoma County Innovation Council to evaluate the comparative economic benefits of reduced use of resources, a better educated workforce, or less regulatory red tape. And even he was surprised by the result.
We found that the economic benefit, when you measure it in terms of how many additional jobs might be created or how much more output in the economy is created, the biggest impact came from simply improving the quality of the workforce, that improving the quality of the workforce generates productivity. Productivity creates higher income, so households have a little more money to spend and a greater ripple in the economy. And then productivity also means better profits, which then can mean more investment, more spending locally.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.